Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani, an expert from Islamic House of Qom, is here in our studio today to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, there are so many Muslim worshippers are across the world. There are some obligations for them to be done during the day and night in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What to do in order to improve the quality of our worshipping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because sometimes the people might say that, I do worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do my salat, I do my psalm, I do my hajj, I do my pilgrimage to Karbala here and there, okay? But the case is that my worshipping is not as ideal as I like. It is not that much, we can say, it does not give me the good kind of sense or something like that, Sheikh. What should we do?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, let me start this response to by this example that sometimes, for example, you really love someone and you visit that person in some place and start talking with that person. But in a way that you cannot recognize that this person is exactly the one that you love. You do not understand exactly, you do not know him, you do not recognize him well. Though you talk to him and visit him, but do not enjoy.
Yes.
But if someone comes to that meeting with you and introduce that person to you, that he is the one that you always talk about him and you always say that, for example, sometimes you read many books of an author and you become really among the followers of that author and really love that author, but personally you do not know, you do not recognize him. If in that meeting a person comes to you and introduce that person to you that he is the one, he is the author of those books that you've studied, and from this moment onward, you would enjoy a lot talking and speaking to that person, having a dialogue, a conversation with that person,
mm-hmm.
Visiting that person. So the level of enjoyment and pleasures, let's say, increase a lot while the same person is there and the same meeting at the same, let's say, place. But the thing that changes your approach or your attitude here is the knowledge.
Yes.
Is the knowledge that you gain about that person, is this that you now understand who is that person, what kind of personality is this person. The problem sometimes with the ibadat or let's say supplications, worshipping that we perform, is this that unfortunately sometimes we do not really know that who we are or how, what we are and to whom we are talking and who is the one whom I worshipping. And what kind of chance is this chance? What a golden chance is this that I am having now? These are the things that unfortunately sometimes the people are not fully aware of it.
Yes.
So that's why to enhance or to increase the pleasures and the enjoyment of the worships, first of all, we have to increase or we have to improve our knowledge,
mm-hmm.
our ma'rifah about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about ourselves, about our beliefs, about our duties, about our responsibilities, about talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the enjoyment of these kind of ibadat.
That's right.
This is what mostly people lack.
That's right.
And that's why they do not enjoy that.
The sense of consumerism, materialistic world or mundane world and dunya, being overwhelmed by the joys of the world, these are obstacles in our way in order to not to enjoy our worshipping in this world, Sheikh. Also, lack of true recognition about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his power and his status. Sometimes we can say have hesitation about, we can say, fast answers to our du'as or supplications and our salat and worshipping. That's why when we are not given enough answers or good answers on that time, we are going to leave our salat, or we are going to say that, okay, this dua or salat is not going to work. In a beautiful hadith, we see that Allahumma rizqni lizzata munajatik. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the best joy in your worshipping. Or it's better to say the best type of, we can say, taste of your worshipping. And so, is it so that if you do worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day after day, it is going to be better? Because for some people, Shaykh, it will be like a repetition or repeated action. So it's going to have, we can say, contradictory results for them. Something which is going to be improved is going to be repetitive every day, like a parrot-like. So they do not see the enough effects on that, Shaykh.
Let me give you this example. A very nice story is mentioned by Layli and Majnun. Said that one day Majnun was writing the name of Layli by his fingers on the moving sands. And then the sands moves and deleted, or let's say erased the name of Layli. And again he wrote, again it was deleted, again he wrote. It was repeatedly done by Majnun. And then the people asked Majnun that, what are you doing with this repetition of just writing the name of Layli and it be removed, and then you again write again and again? There's no use for this kind of repetition, and it's not true. Go and enjoy your life. Why are you just wasting your time by writing the name of Layli on the sands? Then Majnun replied very beautifully, said that, what is my life? My life is this Majnun, is this Layli. Whatever I write about Layli, it enhances, it increases my enjoyment, my joy. I'm enjoying, you know, the more I write Layli, the more I enjoy.
Yes.
So why was that so? Because of the ma'rifah and the knowledge that Majnun had about Layli and about the specific kind of love and mahabbah that Majnun had.
That's right.
So it was based on a kind of a special kind of a specific kind of ma'rifah, because everybody knows Layli, but the way that Majnun knew was different.
That's right.
That is why if a person knows that the mahbub, or the one whom he is worshipping, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most, let's say, merciful, the most kind, the omnipotent, the omniscient, the absolutely knowledgeable, the absolutely merciful and kind. So in this case, of course, that person would enjoy a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, the more you do ibadah, the more you enjoy.
Very good. That's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
In a hadith by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he very beautifully says that salat without attention is like the body without soul. I mean, it is like a dead salat, just a repetition of mere words, which does not have any effect. Also, preparing the ground for your ibadah is really important, because one rak'ah of salah with attention will be better than 100 salah or rak'ah of salah without attention. And really, really beautiful hadith by Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says that the hearts and souls are sometimes eager, sometimes not. So try to do your ibadah when you are eager, and try to be obliged by your obligation when you are not eager. I mean, in both cases, you are doing your taklif, okay? But in one of them, you pay attention. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says that with attention, with this type of eagerness and ishtiyaq, you are doing your kind of, we can say, ibadah. But if it is not out of eagerness, you are doing your obligation. Again, it is a mere obligation. You are obliged to do that. That's it. Okay, how can, we can say, mystical, irfani, and akhlaqi teachings, Shaykh, help us in order to improve the quality of our worshiping. I mean, because this is something that is added like a spice to our worshiping every day. The case is on akhlaq, the case is on irfan. How does it help us?
You know that there is a point that is mentioned by the Muslim scholars, which is called sinkhiyya. What means that
compatibility? You mean?
Yeah, a kind of compatibility between you and the one who you worship. Since Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is pure, then if a person's soul and heart is more pure, he would be more closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala.
That's
he would
right.
more enjoy.
All right.
Now the question is that how can we purify our soul?
Yes.
Our qalb, yeah. Our heart. The purification of our heart is by morality or by ethics.
That's the ground.
Yeah. That right. The more you observe moral rules in your life, the more you would purify yourself. Because of what? Because it enhances your humanitarian level or your spiritual level. Because you add to your spirituality by what? By observing morality.
All right.
That is why the Prophet ﷺ says that I've been designated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to improve or to, let's say, perfect the moral standards. This is the main objective of the Risala of the Nabi ﷺ. So that is why, yes, morality, ethics, ethical rules and moral rules in our life is really, really significant, really important. The more you observe them, the more you will be purified. The more you're purified, the more you enjoy your ibadah.
Yes.
The more you will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right. We can say some zikr or we can say a special formulas in order to be repeated during the day. Again, we'll get you back into the right track, okay? Some of these recommended worshipings or du'as, again, will help you in order to strengthen your obligations, perseverance, and being patient is also another way in order to have a kind of joyful worshiping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to be hopeless. We know that Satan will enter in hopelessness, Sheikh.
Exactly.
If you lose your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because, okay, this worship does not work, it does not give me kind of good, kind of, that's right, taste or sense, so let's leave it. So this is the satanic temptation.
Yes.
All right. Let's finish this episode with a dua which very beautiful says that, oh God, give us the chance of praying you and worshiping you in which we fear you, we love you, and we have hope in your mercy, inshallah. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani wa husayn wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min labani. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن